They're known as some of the original recyclers. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association is a sponsor of the Business News Hour. With members in the United States, Canada, Great Britain, Australia, and New Zealand, delivering ag parts to farmers and ranchers. NTPDA.com.
Yeah, yeah, it's Friday. Here we go, all the way from Maricopa, Arizona. That's where I'm at, but no. Jeff Pitts, the managing editor of City View Magazine, is sitting in that, well, that warm place in Des Moines, Iowa. Well, not maybe so warm. Welcome, Jeff. What's going on, my man?
Good question.
A little cold, isn't it? a little chilly back there in Iowa.
I like it cold, though, to be honest. I'll take this over 100. Over 100 degrees.
Yeah, you can always...
This is preferable to 100, I should say.
You can always put on more clothes.
Bingo.
Right.
But you cannot...
No. No,
go the other direction.
No, nobody even wants to think about that.
Oh, give me a little credit. Maybe somebody does.
Get
somewhere.
It out of my brain. I'm scarred. I'm never going to be the same. Yeah, as I look out my window at the mobile studio here in Maricopa, Arizona, I see plenty of brown. Brown ground.
What's the temperature like there?
Right now it's 72 degrees, cloudy. But, you know, hey.
72 degrees.
And cloudy.
I'd take that.
Yeah, why not? A whole bunch of folks that I was with today decided to go golfing, which was kind of interesting. And on the way, it's really an interesting place. This is just outside of Phoenix, about 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And the livestock that's around here, there's feedlots and dairies and agriculture, and they're, you know, they do alfalfa growth here. It's really pretty amazing.
Alfalfa.
Oh yeah, yeah, to feed the cows. not that alfalfa, but the alfalfa to feed the cows. So,
Do we grow alfalfa here? What's it take to grow alfalfa?
Yeah, we can. You can usually. Folks in Iowa do a mix, you know, it's a grass and alfalfa kind of a mix. But yeah, oh yeah, I've when I was doing horses back in the day, I would have plenty of alfalfa. But you have to watch how you feed that, because it's pretty
rich.
Alfalfa
might be my new favorite word.
Alfalfa?
Alfalfa.
There you go. It's a good word, isn't it?
Start working it in my passwords.
That's right. All right, so... In my absence, I suspect that you have, well, curated a list of fabulous things to do.
Amen.
Yeah.
We only do fabulous around
fabulous,
here.
Fabulous, right. That's right. Hey, how are things there at City View today, anyway?
Things are good. Pretty good.
You know, I was at an event the other day. I was at the event the other day, and Jolene was there, and she walked right past me, didn't say hi.
Snubbed.
Broke my heart.
That's what they call a snub.
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
I guess I've been snubbed. Mm-hmm.
They saw you, they looked away, kept walking.
That's it.
Is that what it was?
It's kind of like that, yeah. I'm not throwing shade.
I doubt that was what it was.
Exactly. I know. I'm not throwing shade on Jolene. I'm just saying that, you know, I was crushed.
It hurts to get snubbed.
Well, you know.
Yeah. I get snubbed often. So.
I have a special place in my heart for Jolene. And when she just passed by, you know.
And you're gone.
It's hurt. Hurtful.
Snubbed.
Yeah. Gone. All right. Enough about my troubles.
What other troubles got you down today?
what do you got? What's on
Come
tap?
Come on, tell us
no,
all.
No, I can't do that. What's on tap? What do you got going on tonight?
Okay. First things first, we've got Indulge Wine, Cheese, and Chocolate Affair. That's what it says.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds romantic.
This is at the West End Architectural.
Salvage.
Is not my favorite word. I can't say it. The Salvage Place. You know what I'm talking about.
Right. West End.
Yeah, so there's an event. This is the 13th year for it, I guess. They put on wine, cheese, chocolate.
You could always just say
West, a lot of it.
You could always just say West End Alfalfa Center. You know. West End.
Is it, can I?
What?
Do people eat alfalfa?
You can. You can.
Have I ever, do you think?
No, I don't think so.
No. Yeah. There's nowhere, in there's no restaurant in Des Moines I can just go and get alfalfa.
Yeah, no, I don't think so. Yeah.
No.
But you can eat it. I mean, you know. But West End Architectural Salvage, wine, cheese.
The subject off the alfalfa. All right, we'll keep moving. Yes, wine, cheese, chocolate, West End, tonight and tomorrow.
Two nights.
13th year, should be a fun event.
Two nights of indulgence.
The Iowa Wild play tonight also. They also play Saturday and Monday.
Oh.
Now they're taking on the San Jose Barracuda tonight, tomorrow night. And tomorrow night, post-game concert with recording artist Andy Grammer.
Oh, and not Andy Grammer.
Yep.
Really? In Des Moines? Live? After the
post-game?
Post-game.
After
wow.
the game.
Nice.
Should be a good event.
Yeah, those folks at the Iowa Wild, they turn it up.
They do. They know how to entertain. First, there's hockey, and then there's all kinds of other entertainment going
right.
on.
Always, always. Good stuff.
They often have pregame concerts. This is one with this, you know, this guy's a pretty big deal, so it'll be postgame.
Right.
The two for one.
And they're playing
this weekend.
And they're playing who?
They're playing the San Jose Barracuda.
Hmm. Hate them.
Hate them.
Hate them. Yeah, they're done.
And they're playing the Stars on Monday.
Oh, even double hate.
Double hate. Yeah. Triple hate.
Yeah, triple.
Triple.
Dog dare you. All right.
If you were there, you'd probably be throwing things on the ice.
Octopi. No rolls. Just octopi.
What do you know about magical peaches?
Huh?
What do you know about magical peaches?
Is it kind of like Alice in Wonderland? If you eat it, you go down a rabbit hole or something?
James and the Giant Peach.
Oh.
Coming to the playoffs. Actually, it's finishing at the playoffs. I think we talked briefly about it last week. Have you ever heard of James and the Giant Peach? I don't think you had.
No.
Okay. Well, there's a magical peach. If I remember right, it's like a hot air balloon. He flies around the world in it. So.
Okay.
Play. It's a good one.
Okay.
I read that book at least three times when I was a kid. It's like one of your first chapter books, you know, when you're probably like second, third grade.
Okay.
By Roald Dahl. That's the guy that did, I think he did
Charlie Dahl.
Chocolate Factory.
Now I remember. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. That's going on through Saturday. Also this weekend, Park. It's an RV show.
All right. Get in that RV.
Mm-hmm. And this is a big deal. There'll be thousands of RVs.
Thousands.
Latest makes, models, recreational vehicles from all the nation's top manufacturers. Special factory rebates, financing, and on-the-spot loan approval.
There you go. It's right there. Yeah.
RV and boats.
Oh, boats. Oh, yeah. There you go.
RV and boat show. Yeah.
You know, my bride wants a tag-along trailer, kind of one of those retro teardrop things, you know, to take on Rag Bride and stuff. Yeah, she's been looking at those.
I'd like to have one of those, too. Yeah. I'd like to have one of those. I'd like to have the biggest RV they make.
Now, that's camping. That's camping for this kid.
It's something. They're nice.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, they're
better
than camp.
You can get somebody to drive and you can sleep. That's what I like.
That's your idea of a good time.
You betcha. Oh, see, it's just making me tired thinking about it. It's rolling down the highway, back in the bunk, you know? I'm in.
All right, we got a bunch of events here we got to get through.
All right, go.
Okay, Saturday, the Civic Music Association is presenting the Emmett Cohen Trio with special guest tenor saxophonist Benny Golson at Hoyt Sherman.
All right, great venue.
Absolutely. That'll be a good show. All weekend, Law and Order, the Fairy Tale Unit.
What?
FTU. Law and Order FTU. Be presented by the Ankeny Community Theater all weekend. Several daytime performances for younger audiences. In the fairy tale, here's the hype. All right, listen. In the fairy tale criminal justice system, the characters from fairy tales and nursery rhymes are represented by two separate yet equally ridiculous groups. The fairy tale police who investigate fairy tale crime and the fairy tale district attorneys who prosecute the fairy tale offender.
Wow.
These are their stories.
Fairy tale. Yeah, all right. Ankeny.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
If Emma was a little bit older, we might be headed to that. Okay. Also this weekend, Dwight Yoakam.
No, not Dwight.
The Auditorium at Ames.
He is so good. So good.
So good. You a country fan?
I am.
You are, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that should be a good show. Yoga Under the Stars going on Sunday.
It's going to be a little chilly.
Yeah. That's at the Science Center, so it's in the climate-controlled auditorium there. But what would be chilly is the Brenton Skating Plaza. That'll be open this week. Less chilly, Botanical Blues. We've talked about that a lot, so I'll keep going here. How about this one? Tuesday, next week, National Geographic Live at the Civic Center.
Really?
Behind-the-scenes stories from front lines of exploration. All right, now here's the, so this is a series, but this first one is Dr. Kara Cooney, Egyptologist, and her topic is When Women Ruled the World.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
That's a go-to.
Talk about, this looked neat, I thought. So it's all about, you know, the not the pharaohs, but the, well, I guess the female pharaohs.
The pharaohesses.
I don't know what the term is, but yeah.
Yeah. Nefertiti,
anyway,
like Nefertiti.
That's one. Is that King Tut's mom?
I don't know. But just kind of, Wow.
Who's your favorite pharaoh? Tut?
Imhotep.
Oh. You're going old school.
There you go. How about that? Look that one up, kids.
I didn't think he'd pull one out, but you got it.
There you go.
Iowa State basketball next week, Tuesday at Hilton. They take on Oklahoma State.
Hate them.
Big game. we mentioned this last week. Jesus Christ Superstar will be at Civic Center. How about this one? Iowa Pork Congress and Exhibition.
Really?
Yes.
Huh? You know they didn't have the pork expo last year because of the swine flu outbreak. So this is going to be kind of cool. This will be out at the fairgrounds, I take it.
Be double duty. No, this is at the event center.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I'm with you. This is equipment and all kinds of cool stuff. My friend Ron Birkenholtz will be there. He's the he's the guy. He is the public relations coordinator. I still believe he is with the folks and the pigs. And nice.
Nice. Little Black Dress plays at the Temple Theater.
I have a story about that, but I can't share it.
Fair enough. I'll leave it at that. Winter Jam Spectacular, Thursday night at Wells Fargo Arena. This is Christian music's largest annual tour.
Nice.
Crowder.
You got a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we got, things are heating up. It's been slow this past month, but apparently they're all waiting for this week.
Good deal.
Let's call it a day. What's your pick?
I think I have to do the Wild.
Yeah, post-game concert in the wild.
Yeah. Yeah,
that's probably be mine,
cool.
too.
Although that orange, the magic orange, sounds kind of interesting.
The magic peach?
Yeah, peach. Yeah, that's it, Magic fruit.
can't get any better than that.
I need to start paying attention. Okay.
Hey,
thank
man.
You, Jeff.
Have fun.
All right, man. From Maricopa.
Yes. Now, what's the top thing going on in Maricopa, Arizona tonight?
Right now?
Just in case we're in that neck of the woods.
So I am at the Maricopa Harrah's, I think it's a casino, the Ak-Chin Casino. And the Ak-Chin are the Native Americans that own a lot of this land around here, and they own the casino. And then Harrah's, of course, of Las Vegas runs it. But, yeah, so the big thing is, you know, you must be, you just gamble.
If you win, it's a good time, and if you lose, right. it's...
So
well, that's good.
I do have to admit, I took a dollar and I put it in one of the slot machines. And I did the whatever the pull the lever thing and all that.
Right.
And on the first spin, I won $4.
Wow.
And I immediately cashed out.
Good for you.
Exactly.
You think you can hold to that?
You betcha I can.
You're a one-arm bandit.
That's it. You say, oh, yeah, I won. Yeah, it cost me 25 cents, and I made $4, so I was up $3.75. So,
wow.
Yeah, so I cashed out. I went over to the cashier, and I said, I am your worst customer because it took 25 cents to win this $3, you know, but I'm done.
Nice work.
There you go. See?
That's how you do it right there. That's
exactly right. Exactly. All right. Jeff Fitz, ladies and gentlemen. He is City View Magazine. City View knows what to do. So he is with us each Friday talking about stuff to do in the metro this weekend into next week. Jeff, thanks so very much for doing that.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right, man. Well, we got to cut out of here. It is nigh upon time. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. I understand it is cold back there in the Hawkeye State. That's okay. It'll warm up. I'll bring some of this warm weather back from Arizona. So for all of us that put this together each and every day, Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator. He's freezing. And Aaron Libby's in charge of sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and... For Jeff Pitts, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful weekend. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.